We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Executive Show.
Nothing easy.
An inside look at the Warriors front office.
Can somebody give Bob some credit?
With President of Basketball Operations and GM, Bob Myers, on 95.7 The Game.
Well, Bob deserves a ton of credit. Steve Kerr deserves a ton of credit. The Golden State Warriors deserve a ton of credit for getting to this point, one game away from the NBA Finals, but they have business to handle tonight at American Airlines Center in Dallas, game number four of these Western Conference Finals against the Dallas Mavericks. And what a series it's been for the Golden State Warriors, rallying from 19 down in game number two in one of the best, loudest games at Chase Center thus far in its short history. Game three, outlasting the Mavericks in that second half. They're plus 31 in the third quarter. So let's talk to Bob. We have him on the line here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Bob, good morning, man. How's Dallas treating you?
It's good, man. Dallas is nice. No rain. I think it might rain today, but I like Dallas. Not a Cowboy fan like Guru, but I like Dallas.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, I mean, it's Tex-Mex? Unbelievable. Yeah, I Cowboys.
Whataburger?
Cowboys. Yeah, and I don't think Bob's into that, man. You see how fit Bob is? He's not eating no fast food, man. Scott, he's healthy.
My buddy came in last night. He flew in to see the game, and he landed and got in the lobby about 11 o'clock. He brought some of those burgers, but I didn't have them. I don't know. Are those good? You guys had those? Are they good?
They're all right.
They're okay.
They're okay. I like
Chick-fil-A. Somebody said they're better than In-N-Out, and I said, really?
I don't know about that.
I think Super Duper, because like that's a whole nother, that's a little fancier than In-N-Out, but yep. In-N-Out yep. for me is still better than Whataburger. Absolutely.
I trust you, Shefsky. What am I talking about?
Food. But you got to get the fries extra crispy. Let's all agree right?
Well, In-N-Out
extra crispy on the fries.
I like In-N-Out, but the In-N-Out fries, look, I haven't eaten McDonald's in a long, long time. But In-N-Out
okay,
fries
Pinocchio.
Have nothing on McDonald's fries. Shasky's a McDonald's guy, Bob. He's the McDonald's guy.
That is such a lie.
Shasky, gotta get off that stuff, man. I mean, okay, you're on a little workout kick, or are you trying to, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm on TV, it adds like 20 pounds, so, you know, even my mom said, hey, boy, man, the suit's looking a little tight. A little tight these days, so I'm trying to get on that Peloton, man.
Every time I get it.
You know, I need to fit A from Looney, too. He's hooked me up, man, whatever the hell he's on right now. How about Looney, man? Let's start right there, then, because we're going to start with the Wiggins dunk. We'll get to that.
God,
we'll
that
get
dunk.
To everything that happened in game number three. The moment was kind of ruined by the referee, but we don't want you to get fine. But let's start with Kevon Looney, because I think he may go down as one of the more underappreciated Warriors of all time. His game six against Memphis, just iconic, right? 22 rebounds. You guys out-rebound the Grizzlies, 70-44. He gets a start against Memphis. You guys outlast him in six. This series so far against Dallas, that third quarter last Friday with 11 points. He scores 21, grabs 12 rebounds. What a story for Kevon Looney. And now we're all saying, all Warrior fans, which I've never seen before, Bob, or never heard before, they want Looney back, so you're going to have to break the bank to bring this dude back.
That's great, man. What a good story. You know, it's he's been, you know, here a long time. I don't know, is this 6 or 7 years for Looney? I think it's a decent amount of time. Yeah. You know, drafted him. Everybody knows two hip surgeries, a lot of issues, health stuff. You know, trying to figure out his position. The guy's probably said about 100 words in 6 or 7 years, super quiet. But, you know, I think like what's happening with Wiggins and Poole and you know, some of the younger guys too, you don't get respect, you have to earn it. And Looney has earned that, you know, a long time ago he earned it. He's played big in some playoff games. Everybody remembers what he did in some of those Houston series. And so the best thing you can earn is the respect of your teammates and your peers. And Looney's done that. And now he's finally getting some of the accolades from the fan base, some of the media. He's putting up some gaudy numbers, and he's playing the best basketball of his career, and it's awesome to see. You cannot not like him. It's impossible, and so it's really great to see him not take the easy path. You know, he's persevered. He's gone through a lot of stretches, DNPs, like I said, injuries, kind of fan base frustration, and look at where he's at now. And we wouldn't be here without him.
I mean, no doubt.
That's the best way to say it. He's done a tremendous job, and really happy for him.
Yeah, I'm watching the game. I went to the game with my wife on Tuesday night or whatever, and it was just Friday night, excuse me, and it was just incredible to see Looney just dominating around the glass. The other guy who's been outstanding, Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Man of Steel last night, Bob, and bear with me for a second. I'm watching Man of Steel.
Yeah, where are we going with this? Yeah.
I'm going to get there. Okay. And, you know, Clark Kent goes in to see the priest, and he's worried about everybody trusting him because he's an alien, you know? And the priest says to him, you got to take a leap of faith sometimes before you can trust somebody, all right? And you guys took a leap of faith in acquiring Andrew Wiggins. No, you did. And it was ridiculed by so many different people. And I'm sure that you guys, you know, it's a calculated risk, but you measured the risk. And you're hoping that, hey, maybe there can be some rub off with the culture and everything. And he can reach a perfect setting where he can be his maximized self. And I'm watching what this guy's done in the playoffs. And it feels like a decade of slander. He's been taken out on every opponent, playing both ways. And that dunk signified everything for me. Walk me through the Andrew Wiggins dunk the other night, because I felt like everything came to light for him right then and there.
Wow. It's good. That was good. That was good, Jeff.
So, you like that? I stretched that out like pizza dough.
It took about 90 seconds, man. I thought Bob was about to hang up on us.
No, that's good. That's good. Now it's my turn. I can do a little lead up. My first All Star game was the one in the Bay in 2009. I think it was 99-2000. It was Vince Carter's. Contest.
Yep. Oh yeah.
So that was the one, that windmill that he threw down. I was there about five rows up at the free throw line at that slam dunk contest, and sitting on that side. So when he did that dunk, I literally you couldn't not jump out of your chair. You just kind of, your body just shot up. Just like, oh my God, you know, it's just a crazy, crazy dunk. So somebody said to me, what did you do? I got asked that question yesterday. The way it's done. I told him the same thing. My body just shot up. I was sitting on the floor with Joe, and I just jumped up. You couldn't not. I don't know what you guys were doing. If you're on the couch or watching on the chair, I kind of had this visceral reaction like, oh my God. If you play basketball, those are the plays where you know, those are the ones that everybody wishes they could do. You know, the three-point shot's great, but dunking on somebody and getting that high is just, we all dream of doing that as kids. I never could do anything like that. Most people never can.
Right.
And I jumped up, and Mahomes was sitting
two seats down. We saw Bob. Yeah. We saw where you at.
Yeah, he was there. So I was talking to him. By the way, really nice guy. And he loves hoops. He played
a great point guard.
Baseball player. Yeah, he told me he was a two-guard, Chet.
Oh.
And he wishes he would have. He should have played point, but he said he got moved to the two-guard, blah, blah. So I asked him, and he looked at me kind of, he looked at me and goes, that's an athlete right there. and it's like, yes, it is. And so, look, a lot of things flash through your mind, but even before the dunk, after, he had that nice left-handed tip dunk after that.
Mm-hmm. Right after. The very next possession.
Yeah. Yep.
I think what's been so good about Wiggins is, Steve said it best. I mean, first of all, without him, I don't know who would guard Luka. I don't know who could or even come close. So there's that part. They were putting him on their best player. But he's impacting winning. And that was always the knock on Wiggins. He got his 20 points. He did some nice things. But he didn't impact the game. Well, that has been entirely flipped on its head, that narrative. And so to see him, another guy that came and had to earn the trust of some guys on our teams that have won championships, he's fully in the fold now. You know, he's fully embraced by the guys that, you know, if you're a champion, those three guys, you know, when a new guy comes on the team and they're looking around, Wiggins had played in one playoff series in his life, five games. It's not a big sample size. So I'm sure Wiggins, you know, you get there, you see the banners, you see guys that have won it, and you go, you know, I got to find my way with this team. And it's taken a little bit of time, but now he's here. And no doubt, he belongs. And it's so fun. I mean, when you talk about the trade, and you talk about what we thought, or you know, the gamble we took or didn't take, however you want to characterize it, we didn't view it as a big gamble. We really liked him. But you have to bet on people, and you have to bet, and I know it's been written and said, that your culture and your coaching staff and your players will help elevate other guys. You have to believe that. Because otherwise, what do you have? If you think your culture can't help in some capacity, whether that's your coaching, your environment, then you got a problem. Yeah. So that has to be part of it, but mostly happy for Andrew. It's so good to see him kind of push back on some of the things he's had to hear for years.
No doubt. Bob Myers here on the Morning Roast, GM and President of Basketball Operations of the Golden State Warriors. They lead the Mavericks 3-0 in this Western Conference Final. Warriors have won 9 straight games in the Conference Finals. They're going for their 7th sweep under Steve Kerr. And I want to continue with Wiggins here because I wanted you to take us back to that trade. I remember when the trade happened. It was a 15-win season. You guys get D'Angelo Russell to KD, sign a trade there. And we like D'Lo. D'Lo's a fine player, but it looked early on like, boy, this is going to be a tough fit unless he comes off the bench. I don't know if he can really play with Steph and Clay, and can he play in this style of offense? You guys trade for Wiggins. A lot of people saw the price tag. Oh, man, he's getting paid $30 million a year. Well, nobody's talking about the contract right now, Bob, but if you can, take us back to what made you guys get intrigued with Andrew Wiggins. When did those discussions start happening, and when you pulled the trigger on that trade, what did you guys think of Andrew Wiggins then?
Yeah, I mean, look, you could go back a long ways on that one, but we wanted to give the Russell thing a look, and then we realized quickly defensively it might be tough. It was going to be tough with Steph and him. Obviously, Clay was out.
Right.
And we lost all that wing depth. Durant was gone. Iguodala was gone. Clay was injured. We were trying to fill it with minimums, which is impossible. The wing position is so valuable in the league, and you have to have good ones. I mean, every team that does anything has them. And so we saw an opportunity to get a wing that we thought was super talented, that fit a need that we thought had upside, that had obviously been maligned. That's why he was available.
Right.
And we started the conversation. And that year, we learned pretty quickly. I had to start thinking about it, a deal, as we watched the season unfold. And a lot of things happened that were out of our, Steph got hurt. Mm-hmm. And it kind of spiraled pretty badly, pretty fast. But we still knew we needed a wing. And so as we were watching it unfold, I started watching Wiggins quite a bit. And, that had a lot of sample size because he plays every game. That's the other thing.
Right.
That doesn't get said about Andrew. I mean, how many guys have played as many games as he has? I don't even know if he's missed 10 games in his career.
No, it's crazy. He's played
Iron Man for this
82,
team.
81, 82, yeah. 82, 73. Obviously, the season with you guys, and then 71 last year, and then 73 this season. You're right, Bob. He's available every single night.
Yeah, that's hard to do. That's a tough thing now in the NBA. You just don't see that happen. So we saw the availability, and when we did the Curry extension, everybody says he was hurt. Why'd you do it? And everybody thinks that was some obvious thing. When we make decisions like that, we are not perfect. No front office is perfect. But what we try to fall back on is betting on human beings. We bet on people, and we just by everybody we talk to, Thibodeau, other people around, they go, Wiggins is a good guy. Like, he's a good guy. His teammates like him. You just got to figure out a way to maximize his talent. And so we said, let's take that project on. Let's try to do that. And again, I really think it's Andrew. He's found a home. He's found a place where he can be him. And then you see the best version of him. Yeah. And it's awesome to see situations like that. I mean, yeah, sure, we feel good about it, but Andrew has never been here.
Yeah.
In the Western Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't play, but as a GM, I've been here. I've been here the sixth time.
Bob, he never been to the second round.
Right. I mean, and neither is Jordan. I mean, yep. I love watching people go through this for the first time. It's not like I don't enjoy it either. I'm sure everybody does in our organization. But to watch Andrew on the stage getting recognition. And you know what's great about our team? There's no envy. It's not like anybody.
Oh, that's
our
the best
teammates,
part.
The guys that have been here, they love that Wiggins is getting attention. Like Curry's the best at that. I mean, Curry's unbelievable. That guy celebrates other people's success like no one I've ever seen. It's the best asset. It is. You watch him on the sidelines. You guys, I don't need to convince you. You know this stuff already. But for people listening, there is not an envious bone in Curry's body. It is one of the most unique things. So many people that celebrate other people's success as well as he does, I'd be shocked. And so to watch him be so supportive, whether it's Wiggins or Poole or anybody, it's such an awesome thing to have a leader like that. So it's really fun to see Andrew doing what he's doing.
Why is the chemistry so tight? Because, like, we know any work environment, when people get along, it makes it easier. It doesn't mean you're going to always have success. Like, I'm watching Clay hugging Jordan Poole. I'm watching Steph Curry celebrate Wiggins or Looney, you know, pick up Draymond when Draymond gets his fifth foul or fouls out of the game the other day. Otto Porter Jr.'s hitting buckets. The whole team is celebrating. In an era of what feels like AAU, superstar basketball, me, your turn, my turn, why do you guys have such a unique chemistry dynamic?
I think, first of all, you're right. It's so hard. The hardest thing in sports now is continued success because of all the factors that push against it. Money, fame, contract, media, not your guys' fault, but that there's a lot of push, like, from that, this guy's the reason, that guy's the reason, it's all Curry. You got to kind of, on the team, you got to move that aside. But Wooden has a great quote, John Wooden says, it's amazing what you can accomplish when no one cares who gets the credit. Yeah, somebody might say that's, you know, corny or whatever, but if you really believe that and you follow that, that's how you sustain success. That's how it's kind of like, I don't care if you were the guy or you're the guy, we just want to win. However you get it done, we just want to win. Easier said than done. You know, and I think Steve's never been about Steve. The guy showed up with 5 rings.
Yeah.
He's got 8 rings now. I mean, is 9 going to change his life? Is 10? I don't think so. It's not going to. You know, eventually you run out of fingers. Steve projects this unique, it's not about Steve. Steve has this, players can feel that when a coach makes it about himself. And he doesn't. And Curry, leader, it's never about Steph. As much as everybody loves him and he deserves it and the media, he doesn't go out and seek it. He dances, he shimmies, but you know what? That's just him having fun. People might look at that as arrogance or whatever it is. He's actually really having fun, not trying to upset anybody. He's just having fun. That is who he is. That's who the guy is. That's not to kind of put anybody down. So you have a lot of people in the organization that are just about the team, and then you can do stuff like this. But that's hard. You're right. That is a hard recipe because when you win, what inevitably happens is people start saying, well, what about me? What about me? What, why don't I get enough attention? What about my part in this? And that's when things fall apart. And thankfully, we've been able to avoid that.
Bob Myers here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, GM and President of Basketball Operations at the Golden State Warriors. The last time we talked to you, Bob, you guys were one game away for the Western Conference Final. Today, you're one game away for the NBA Finals. And you talk about how this longer Doris rode through the season to win 53 games. You're like, boy, it's been a roller coaster. Well, think about where you were 2 years ago, coming off that 15-win season. Shask and I were discussing this earlier today. You guys get blown out in Brooklyn to Kevin Durant. If Wiseman's playing there in his first ever game in the NBA starting, and he looked pretty damn good, too.
He was like the second best player on the court.
You get blown out in Milwaukee on Christmas. You need a Damian Lee 3 to beat the Bulls in the third game of the season, and we're all celebrating like we won an NBA championship. But just think about where you guys were in the last 2 years in this moment today. And look, you're up 3-0. It's not done yet. We get it. You still have work to do, and you guys are not going to just settle for going to the NBA Finals. You guys want to win the whole damn thing. But think about it. Did you think you'll be back in this position this quickly at the start of last season?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. But looking back on those early blowouts 2 years ago, I remember watching those games. I didn't go on that trip because that was right around Christmas.
Yep.
And I was sitting at the kitchen table watching us get just destroyed. That game, the next game, and thinking to myself, oh my God, like that was probably the low moment. It was kind of like, wow, we are not good, and this is going to be a really hard year. And to find out that fast in the season, like that quickly, you know, but that's why whatever happens this year, and I hope we win tonight and keep going and keep winning, this time around, this after the last 2 years, it feels more of an accomplishment in some capacity. Obviously, we want to keep going, but but because of the last 2 years, it felt like a lot of the pats on the back went away, which is fine. We didn't deserve any. But in those moments, you really find out a lot about your process, about you, about if you're doing things the right way, the wrong way. All of a sudden, kind of a lot of the attention that was thrust upon us for 5 years is nowhere to be found, and you look around and you go, okay, now we got to get out of this. Like, we got to get back. And it's funny, I walked into the lobby the other night in Dallas here. We won game 3, and I was joking with a lot of our owners. I said, where you guys been? I said, where were you the last couple of years? You know, but in a way, I was. It's kind of like, you know, everybody loves a winner. And when you're not winning, it's the crowd's less, not our fans, but right. What surrounds your team, it diminishes. And it's just your team. And we had so much attention and so much around us for 5 years that in those moments, because it was quieter and we were really bad, had the worst record in the league and lost in the play-in, it gave me and our front office, and I think Steve and the coaching staff, to get together and go, all right, we got to figure this out. And that to get back to where we are now, it's pretty fulfilling. I got to be honest. Yeah. But I have whatever happens, and again, I want to keep winning.
Right.
But it does feel gratifying to pull ourselves out of what was the days, you know, Kevin leaves, Clay's ACL, then Clay's Achilles. Mm. It was almost like body blow, body blow, body blow.
And Wiseman last year. Remember Wiseman, 39 games in.
Wiseman's still going on. It's like we have all these
people. Jordan Poole in the G League.
We weren't healthy even this year the whole year. Yeah. The entire year, we were not healthy. And so to see it kind of come together, I'm proud of our team. I really am. I really am proud of the whole thing.
How hard was it to resist the temptation to make one too many moves? You know, like so many people, they got to get another star. They got to do this. They got to do that. I'm watching 19-year-old Moses Moody playing heavy minutes in the fourth quarter. Jordan Poole, the best version of himself. The guy was in the G League a couple of years ago.
Last year, Shasky.
I mean, it's just like so many different ways this could have gone off schedule, and you guys could have made a move, and you look at all these other teams that didn't get as far as you guys have, and maybe they made one move too many. How hard was it to resist the temptation of making one of those moves?
Well, I mean, to the listeners out there, and I love our fans. I mean, it's great. It's like this ravenous appetite to win. We have it, too. Like, I'm never sitting there going, well, we could do this and be really good, but let's not do that. That doesn't happen. I mean, now, people hypothesize on trades that weren't ever there and ideas that we aren't realistic, but that's fine. That's great. I, like I said, I love walking around San Francisco. Our fans are unbelievable. How much they care.
Yep.
I'll be walking down the street. You should have got a big man at the deadline. I'm like, well, you know, you want to have that conversation? We can go through why, you know. So it's, you know, it's, but it's funny because I was talking to somebody last night in our front office, and I said our rim protection, besides the Celtics, is the best in the NBA in the playoffs. So everybody talks about 7-footers. Just because you're 7 feet tall doesn't mean you're a great center.
Right.
That's another compliment to Looney and Draymond. But going back to kind of the whole thing, it's one of those things where we thought that we could win with this team. We did believe that. Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're not. But to resist a temptation, I don't know that there was some great temptation to do things differently. The thing that we focused on, guys, was let's give Steph, Clay, Draymond the best team we can and see what happens. And we thought we did that. No team is perfect. I'm not pretending like the team is perfect. But like Draymond said the other day, let's see somebody beat them. Let's see somebody beat that group. And maybe, look, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I felt an obligation to give them a chance to be beaten or not. And that was the responsibility. So we never felt like we were shortchanging them as far as giving them a good team. We think we did. Now, again, no team's perfect, but you do the best you can with what you have, and Poole's ascension, Wiggins coming around. Obviously, Otto's given us some really good minutes. Moses now, Peyton, GP, hopefully we can get him back for the final. So it's going to be fun to see, and hopefully, like I said, we can win and keep playing and see where it all ends up.
Hey, we could talk all day, Bob. I know you got to run in a second. I was wondering when you were talking about last season and you're telling your stories here, how many text messages you got from Joe Lacob. Hey, Bob, make a move. Bob, make a move. Because we know he's not the most patient because he wants to win. We know that about Joey Lightyears. But you brought up Gary Payton a second. A lot of fans are asking about him. We know about Otto Porter Jr. being doubtful for today. But what's the latest on Andre Iguodala and Gary Payton a second? Is there a chance we see them possibly in the NBA Finals should you wrap up this series against the Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah, we got to see. I mean, Garrett, they were both out there yesterday doing different things, and so it's hard to say. They weren't scrimmaging or anything like that. It's hard to say how far away they both are. But the good news is the fact that they're out there working means they're both trying to get back. I can't say which one's closer or not. Gary was doing a lot of stuff with his right hand. That's obviously the one that's not hurt. he's doing his cardio, and Andre's out there shooting. But that's not full speed basketball. So hopefully, you know what? You know, the finals date's already set. If we can get by this series, that's about 8 days away or nine, I guess. So hopefully, in that period of time, we can see if we can get both back or at least one back, and I think both would help us. So we got to see what the next week brings.
I know we're up against it, but I came out of that game with my wife Friday night, and I got my buddy, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Bonte, doing TV in the post game at Gatehouse. I literally was ready to cry. I'm not joking. Charles Barkley and the TNT sets out there. We're in downtown San Francisco. My Golden State Warriors take a 2-0 lead in one of the greatest basketball games I've ever been to, and Thrive City was unlike anything I've ever experienced coming out of a sporting venue. Like, I don't think people understand how incredible what you guys have done in terms of pulling off the stadium and the team being good and then coming out and building that Thrive City. Like, Bob, as a local guy, you guys hit a grand slam. It was incredible Friday night.
That's really nice. I mean, especially for somebody who grew up in the city and, you know, obviously loves sports, you know, is a fan and was a fan before you this job and everything. That's pretty cool because I'm like you. I grew up not in the city but in the East Bay and watching Warrior games. My first NBA game was in the upper deck watching Larry Smith and Joe Barry Carroll and you know, no Thrive City, no championships. Right. Too young for Rick Barry. I was born in the year they won it, but sit with my dad and my brother. And, you know, to then fast forward through everything, you know, living in L.A., getting made fun of because I was a Warriors fan and watching the Lakers win championships and wearing my Warriors sweatshirt of the bad Thunder logo on it. And, you know, those years of just getting throttled. And then to see how, you know, Joe and the whole group got the Chase Center built. And then to the Thrive City, to me, too, that rings something different. Like, watching that whole thing happen, I'm with you. Like, I haven't been out there yet, but seeing the clips of that stuff it's pretty amazing.
Bob, goosebumps.
It's pretty amazing.
It's like walking down Hate Street, no doubt, but it's a lot of fun out there.
More
fun. It'd be packed tonight for sure. It'd be a big watch party, Bob. We know you got to run there. If you want to finish that thought, go ahead.
No, I'm good. Good. I gotta hit a shoot around anyway, but it's always good talking to you guys.
Yeah, next Bob, time we see you, hopefully it's during the NBA Finals. Yep, no doubt. Go get him tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.